Shepherd Study, helping pastors discover literature to broaden their ministries. In this edition, we take a look at Mission from the Cross by Klaus Detlef Scholz. Our reviewer this week is Pastor Alan Gumm. Dr. Klaus Detlef Scholz joined the Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, faculty in the fall of 1988. He currently serves as professor and chairman of the Department of Pastoral Ministry and Missions. He is also the supervisor of the PhD in Missiology program and dean of the graduate school. From 1994 through 1998, Dr. Scholz was a missionary in Serowe, Botswana, for the Lutheran Church Mission of the Selk, Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church in Germany. In his preface, Scholz plainly and clearly gives the purpose and the scope of the book. He says, "This book intends to provide a particular informed outlook on mission by calling pastors, theologians, students, and all Christians back to the basics, to our theological heritage understood particularly in light of the theology of the cross. It intends to further the missionary calling of the Church by engaging Scripture, the theological literature of worldwide Lutheranism, and contemporary discussion of the topic. He urges the spreading of the gospel. His book carries out this theme throughout the book." Scholz's book considers three areas of mission. In the first section of his book, he describes Christianity in 2005. He paints a picture of the home and world mission fields. He points out that once upon a time, the West was a stronghold of Christianity, but that has changed. Lutheranism in Africa grew the most while Lutheran denominations in North America saw a decrease. He says the decline and shift of Christianity is occurring in all Western countries. The ratio of non-Christians to Christians will increase as time goes on. Scholz quotes statistics that clearly declare that mission work in the world is unfinished. Scholz quotes statistics that clearly declare that mission work in the world is unfinished. Scholz rightly connects God, His Word, and the Church in winning souls for the kingdom. He says, "God voluntarily binds Himself to His Word and works through it as the Church administers it to the world. God's mission leads the Church's mission and remains bound to it. Mission is embedded in the eternal relationship of love that God has with the world. God plans and wills salvations for all," 1 Timothy 2 verses 3 and 4. "And He ensures that this salvation is brought to those in need." Scholz summarizes what the mission of God really is when he writes, "God wishes to free people from their guilt and have them receive a new life. This means that mission represents the task of calling every individual to turn away from sin and toward God, that is, the Church." In this first section, Scholz spends a considerable amount of time looking at the mission of God through the eyes of Martin Luther and the Reformation. In the chapter Final Observations on Luther, Scholz offers this about Sola Gratia: "Despite the awesome distance between God and the world, God, in His sovereignty and by grace, took the initiative to forgive, justify, and save human beings. Thus, justification expresses and brings about God's truest salvific intentions." The final chapter in this first section deals with justification, the organizing principle of mission. With a solid confession of faith, Scholz declares, "Justification talks of a God who, through the death of His own Son, Jesus, on the cross, has lowered Himself to mankind, and has chosen to save us from eternal damnation through the forgiveness of sins that we receive as a gift through faith. This doctrine brings out the good news, the gospel that pervades Scripture from beginning to end. Justification moves through all texts like a red thread, and, even where it is not apparent, the reader should still keep it in mind. All statements in the Bible about God, man, the Church, eternal life, and so forth, are tied together by the central doctrine of justification. It gives meaning to the entire Word of God and lends itself toward unraveling difficult texts in Scripture." Later in this chapter, the author states that in making justification central to theology, it also becomes the critical yardstick of all theology and the mission of the Church. In the second section of his book, Scholz bases the mission of God on the Trinity. He writes, God's mission must be seen in terms of what he does according to his personal acts of creation, redemption, and sanctification. Again and again throughout his book, he stresses that the salvation of mankind is only through the gospel. Salvation cannot be brought about by human efforts, but only through the preaching of the gospel. Faith alone, and not merit, saves. Schultz stands firmly on salvation through Jesus Christ alone. He speaks of God's boundless love for mankind and creation, and the salvation of all people. Schultz succinctly points out mankind's sinfulness as a reason for mission work. The Holy Spirit is vitally important to the life of the believer, the church, and mission work. The author affirms mission by saying, "Mission is thus the activity by which God puts his salvific intentions into practice. That is, God intentionally uses his word and sacraments as signs and testimonies of his will toward man." Schultz quotes statistics that clearly declare the mission work in the world is unfinished. He says that Christianity comprises only 34% of the world's population. In the third section of his book, Schultz addresses the church and the church's task. The church's charge from the Lord is to proclaim the gospel to an audience that has not yet come into contact with the biblical message of salvation. The message of the church is the second article of Apostles' Creed that serves as the backbone to all preaching. It must reach the hearer through a clear and unchanged delivery system of proclamation and witness. The proclamation of the gospel by the missionary is a faithful testimony to what Scripture teaches about Christ. It is a doctrinal commitment to him. Proclamation of the gospel is to be in the language of those hearing the message. The heartbeat of this section is that the church take the saving gospel to the nations, use baptism, which is the missionary sacrament, plant churches, and bind believers to their common faith with the Lord's Supper. In the little chapter of Mission as Ethics, Schultz quotes Hans Werner Ginzeken, who lists 5 helpful points that would encourage a missionary mindset in the church. Those 5 helpful points are not just for world or even home missions, but for every congregation. It is worth every congregation to make these points as part of their ministries. Schultz covers the office of the missionary and its history from the early church to the present. In the final chapter of his book, the author considers personal witnessing and commitment. He encourages personal witness because personal witnessing affirms the visible church. Klaus Schultz treated Missio Dei extensively. He is firmly grounded on God's word and clearly pointed out the urgency of proclaiming the gospel to sinful mankind. Justification, as taught in Holy Scripture, is the backbone of his book. Throughout his book, he rightly quoted Scripture, Luther, the Confessions, and other theologians. He points out the false teachings and thoughts of others and refuses those false teachers with God's word. Having been born and raised in a foreign missionary's home, his emphasis is on foreign missions, but what he writes is applicable to home missions and established congregations. His list of Bible references and bibliography is extensive. At the end of his book, he gives a brief timeline of the spread of Lutheran mission work throughout the world. Schultz summarizes his work with words of encouragement to his readers. This encouragement will be taken to heart by every Christian church, congregation, missionary, pastor, and individual. He concludes, "Christians should be informed about the church's belief and confession as they assume a place in the Lord's mission. This study seeks to contribute to the discussion. It has navigated and explored the theology, nature, context, and task of mission, and in the process I have regularly pointed to the connection between belief and practice. Not everything has been said, but I hope the argument for a stabilizing structure may be heard. True mission is an open-ended endeavor. Countries open and close their doors for the gospel. Time and context bring up new challenges, and the church must constantly readjust. But the church serves the world with the same gospel that the church has been entrusted to teach, and she will do so till Christ return." Mission from the Cross. The Lutheran Theology of Mission is a book that every Lutheran pastor and missionary should read. Schultz uses scholarly theological terminology that could be a challenge for a layperson, but there is a lay edition of Mission from the Cross that can be purchased from Concordia Publishing House. There are countless souls in the world and in our own backyards that need to hear law and gospel, sin and grace. It is a daunting task. It is a task that Christians will carry out until the glorious return of our risen and living Savior, who promised that He will be with us always.